maybe love has been withheld, or maybe you didn't grow up in a home that was loving and accepting. Hey, I'm so happy to have got this podcast up and running again, and I'm happy to be sharing the Dirty Dozen with you. Last week, we went over the first one, which was the toxic thoughts, and I shared about how I think, therefore I create. It's kind of a spoof off of Descartes' I think, therefore I am, but it's beyond I am. Or it is I am. It's the I am that I am. And he created us in such a way that what we think on and what we dwell on is what we create in our lives. And so many are creating not the things that we want to create. And so I just want to ask, as we go through the premise of this book, Who Switched Off My Brain, following it loosely, but we're going to explore and we're going to look at for help for those of you that might be feeling discouraged, unfocused, overwhelmed, have unhealthy patterns in your life or your family that you just can't break. We live in a time of just so much unclarity, and so we're going to look today. Last week was our thoughts, which was off the premise of based on as a man thinks, so he is. And with that thought in mind, I want to catch my thoughts when they are not beneficial to me. And we have a thing here at ICCM where we say, catch it, check it, and change it. And of course, check it is catch it is bringing down every thought that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. Check it is change it is Philippians 4:8, thinking on what is good, what is right, what is pure, what is truth. And today we're going to be looking at one of the Dirty Dozen, which is toxic emotions. So Romans 12:2 says this: do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. We all have emotions, and we never know when they will show up or go away. We can get in our feelings, and when we get in our feelings, they begin to rule us. And we can never be what God intended us to be if we can't get a grip on our emotions. I'm not telling you to not acknowledge your emotions. We need to acknowledge our emotions, because this isn't about squashing it or just holding it down till it needs to explode. This is about learning what kind of emotions we have and what are the thoughts that lead to those emotions, to those negative emotions that form emotional habits that harm both ourselves and others. So many emotional habits that are harmful are self-pity, depression, excessive discouragement, grief, letting our circumstances determine our mood. And that's a big problem for us. We let what's going on out here determine what we're going to feel in here. And then we let what we're feeling in here determine if we're having a good day or a bad day. I think we have a little more control than that. God's created us in such a way with this brain that is so miraculous, that is so wonderful, that we can change what we're thinking. We can identify our emotions so that we can be living our best lives, our most authentic life, and not one that wallows in self-pity. Woe is me. Everything's about me. Self-pity will rot your soul. And I believe the one that I first time that I heard that was from Elizabeth Elliot when she said, self-pity is a death that has no resurrection, a sinkhole from which no recusing hand can drag you because you have chosen to sink. That's deep, because you have chosen to sink. You're not a victim of your circumstance. You're a victim of your emotions. And if anybody would know, it would be her, as she was a missionary and her husband was murdered by the people they were there to reach out to, but she didn't wallow in self-pity. She grabbed hold of that emotion and changed it for good, and became, stayed there, reaching out to the same people, to the same tribe, and many of them came to know Jesus Christ, and many neighboring tribes. So she could not have done what God had her to do if she would have let her emotions control her actions. Psalms 37:8 says, cease from anger and forsake wrath. Do not fret, it only causes harm. We learn in anger and personal rights class that we get angry because someone else isn't living up to our rules. So we can give our rights to God and deal with life on life's terms and stop living in what ought to be with what it is. And that's the difference. Many of us are living in what ought to be. You ought to treat me like this. You ought to bring me this. You ought to respect me. And so in turn, we live in stressed, angry lifestyles that are not beneficial to us, that are not good for us, that has no benefit at all. And Proverbs 29:11 says, a fool gives full vent to his spirit, but a wise man quietly holds it back. I want to be wise. I don't know about you, but I want to be wise. Some of us have had so much pain that we're addicted to pain. We have experienced so many emotional wounds in our lives that are deeper. Some are deeper than other people's, and we allow our emotions to control us. It reminds me in Exodus where Moses is telling God, because he was supposed to lead them to freedom, but he's telling God, they are so discourse of spirit, they are so discouraged, years of cruelty and bondage, that they cannot hear me. They don't hear me. I'm saying that freedom is over here, but they cannot hear it because of years of cruelty. And for some of us, we've had years of maybe not necessarily cruelty, and maybe for some it has been cruelty. Maybe love has been withheld, or maybe you didn't grow up in a home that was loving and accepting. Maybe you are, today the buzzword seems to be trauma. So many of us are filled with trauma inside of us, and we know that trauma affects us, body, soul, and spirit. I've even heard that trauma travels through your blood system. So we need to be eliminating. We need to find out ways so that we can live our most authentic life. God calls the brokenhearted. You know, that's what he calls those that have lived with so much emotional pain and traumatized lives, that he calls them brokenhearted. But the good news is that Jesus came to heal the broken heart, to give them beauty for ashes and joy for warning and praise for heaviness. Also came to exchange turmoil for peace. I'm down with that. I'd rather have peace than turmoil. I rather agree sometimes with Moses that it's you know, we can speak about freedom, we can speak about this is how you do it, but for some people, they cannot hear it because of years of cruelty. Emotional habits that are harmful. For some of us, we eat for comfort when we're upset. So our refrigerator comforts us. For some, it's going shopping. We replace our emotional turmoil with spending money when we're hurting. And others try to buy comfort through using drugs or by drinking or gambling or other destructive behavior to find deliverance. The first step to recognize the truth is to learn to run to God, not to the bottle, not to the pipe, not to the store, and definitely not to the fridge. We serve a God that is a good God, and he loves us with an everlasting love, and I know that he wants us to live our most authentic lives. And so I want to close today with this, Joshua 1:9. Have I not commanded you to be strong and courageous? Do not be frightened and do not be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Today, take that with you. The Lord your God is with you wherever you go, no matter what you're experiencing. But let's learn to identify what thoughts are we having that create these negative emotions that tend to rule our lives. I have watched so many people go in vicious circles as they come to the Lord, they stop using drugs, and then something happens where their emotional life from past traumas affects them in the present day. Our lives are in front of us, not behind us, but some people have the inability to stop looking back at the pain and to embrace today instead of what happened yesterday. And so they go in a vicious circle. They go back to the life that they didn't want to live in the first place, but they keep going back because of their emotional bad habits. Anyway, today I'm going to close with that and just thank you all for listening, and leave a comment, like it or dislike it, whatever you think. I want to hear from you. Please leave something. Amen. All right. Love you.
For more information about the Life Center, please go to changingourcity.org.